Once upon a beat,
join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, for a weekly jam-packed party as we remix and reimagine classic stories for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Once Upon a Beat is a new kids and family podcast from Wondery and Tinkercast, where hip-hop and fables meet. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat. Once Upon a Beat.
Join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, for a weekly jam-packed party as we remix and reimagine classic stories for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Once Upon a Beat is a new kids and family podcast from Wondery and Tinkercast, where hip-hop and fables meet. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Yo Bros. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Look, we're in the same room.
I know.
What do you think of that?
We gave up on trying to do hotel Wi-Fi, so now we're just crammed in a corner in Ronnie's room. Because Ronnie actually has a desk in his room as opposed to a tiny table. So
I won this one.
Yeah.
I won this hotel room round for sure.
You really did.
So here we are. We both are oddly colored today just because of different lighting and actual sun. I've actually seen the sun while I've been here, which is crazy.
That's true. Yeah. Not today. Today. It's gray and rainy, although I have actually not even stepped outside the hotel today, but that's okay. I'll see it for, I'm going out to dinner tonight.
Yeah, so work trip. It's a podcasting day. What are you going to do? You're not supposed to see the outside. You're a podcaster. Okay. You're supposed to say hello to Europe out your window.
Exactly.
Well, we are in Europa for our Europe trip. We're going to be in London Friday night doing Amsterdam from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That one sold out, but who cares? Still try and come. That'll be fun. We can just look at you out the window and be like, hi, we're still inside. But thanks to everybody who's coming to that. We're excited to see you. And then on Saturday in Dublin, we're going to be doing a Real Housewives of Orange County classic called Shamrocks and Something, Shamrocks and Shalukis. And that's going to be really fun. And then we're going to be that's when they go to Ireland. Get it? Because we're going to go to Ireland. And then the next day, or one of those days next week, we're going to be in Birmingham doing another OC classic in Iceland, which is going to be super fun. So thanks, everybody, and welcome to the show today. Today is a recap of The Valley. It's episode 110. It's called Baby Moon Mayhem.
Yeah. More adventures in Big Bear with the whole crew. So last week on the episode, the big thing was that Brittany was barfing. And Jax was yelling at her for barfing. And that's pretty much where we pick up.
Barfing.
Yeah.
Lot of barfing. So did you get last? I'm sure you did because you're intelligent. But did you get that baby moon means like honeymoon, but for a baby?
Yeah.
I did not get that.
Oh, okay.
A baby moon? Why get a baby moon? That's bullshit. And why do people have to go to your baby moon? Shouldn't that be a private thing?
It should be a private. I think normally it is a private thing. But they basically were like, we need an excuse for a cast trip. And this is what we're going to do. So we're going to just hang.
I don't know what I thought it was. I mean, babies do come out kind of mooning you. They're not wearing pants. They're fucking mannerless little losers that they are.
So I was incorrect. I said that we left off with Brittany puking, but actually where we left off is that Jax has just told Michelle that Kristen has told him, even though it was Jax who told Kristen, that Michelle has been texting celebrities sexy photos. And so he's just told Michelle this, and Michelle is like, Jesse is well aware. He knows everything. I'm a kind of person where, like, let's say I meet a celebrity, I get really excited. And like, because I see them as a possibility to get away from Jesse and have a happy life, you know, like they could be, or they could be a client or something. So I'm always calling and texting and emailing for coffee.
So basically last week, it seemed like she was going to be confessing to this affair with Rob Reiner that everybody knows that she's having, right? Everybody knows you've been in Meathead's fupa. All right. So I don't even know what you're trying to fucking fake it about. But instead of confessing, she's like, it is for real estate. It is all for real estate.
Sending sexy photos for real estate.
It is LA, so I wouldn't put it past people to like expect sexy photographs of their hot real estate agent, because they're all hot, you know? But yeah, apparently it's not. So Jax is doing his... You notice he has a snort breath? So he's doing that. And she's like, Jesse knows everything. And Jax is covering his face with a blanket. Because look, in Jax's world, Michelle's extremely hot. So he should be letting her get away with this. You know, just thinking like a pig, like a Jax type. But he's like, you know, honestly, I just don't like, I don't want to bug her because she's so hot. But I don't really know how real estate works. But I do know that you've got to call a lot of people. I don't know about sending them sexy pictures of yourself. But it didn't happen when I got my house. Trust me, I asked. There were plenty of butt slaps and requests for sexy pictures, but never got one.
He's like, when I bought my house, I didn't get sexy pictures from my realtor. I mean, did I send her dick pics? Perhaps. I never got anything in return.
She said you sent pictures of dresses where you look sexy or hot. That's what Kristen said. You know, I don't think that's anything related to work. And she's like, wow, I am shocked about these nonsense realizations. It's probably the wrong word that I wrote down, but I'm going to stick with it. Maybe Jax is stirring something up because he wants to distract from the fact that his marriage might not be good. No, Jax is not trying to distract. He's being very clear that his marriage sucks and that his wife is an alcoholic, so we can all be on his side and root for him to leave Brittany, because that's how Jax is. You know, we see what he's doing. He's trying to also emphasize. It's like he's very sweet. He realizes he's in an ensemble of terrible marriages.
Yeah. He's like, everyone here fucking knows. I mean, Jesse's the only one who doesn't know this. Michelle's like, he is my husband. He knows everything, including how much I despise him. And he goes, everything I just said, well, not the sexy pictures part, because that part's not true. It's like, I don't know. It's just like, it's so bizarre to me. Like, it's just like, it's not that she's taking sexy pictures. It's like sexy pictures to a certain celebrity. Like, wow, I can't even believe she has access to a celebrity like that. And so Michelle, he's like, well, what can I do? And she's like, there's nothing you have to do.
Yeah, he turns into like little boy where he's like, oh God, that was real hard. I really didn't want to do that, Michelle.
Yeah.
Okay, what are we going to do now? The typical like, I'm just a boy, just a little boy. I never meant to do any of this. So she's like, I can talk to Jesse. He is my husband. So she goes off after a nice little hug. And in the kitchen, Jason, this is a very LA conversation, I feel like, in the in the kitchen. Jason's like, hey, do you guys want some pretzels with peanut butter? And Danny's like, I'll tell you who does. Nia does. She loves peanut butter. She's like, yeah, I like peanut butter, but I don't like almond butter, Daniel. Don't tell anybody I like almond butter, because I only like peanut butter.
And Jason's like, you know, almond butter isn't that good. Sugar's the real problem. 100%.
Hondi. That's
Hondi.
A Hondi. 100%. That's a Hondi under 2. Hondi under 2%.
Hondi under 2. Right. I got thin skin.
What people discussing peanut butter? You know what the real problem is? The sugar bin.
I know.
Just eat the fucking peanut butter. Shut the
peanut
fuck
butter is supposed to be relatively healthy. So now Brittany, she's still in bed. So Jax goes over and he's like, Brittany, you're the only one throwing up out of all the women. You cannot do this. Shaming her for being this only one with gastrointestinal issues. She's also the only one married to you, so I think we got
it. But I like it would have been okay if it was all the women barfing.
Yeah.
It's just you. You're the only woman here. And she's like, Jax, it's not because I was drunk, Jax, okay? I was not drunk. I've not been drunk, Jax, okay? It's me. It's just me.
Yeah, well, what is it from then? Like, everyone's normal.
She better support me. You support me. He's like, you're the only sick girl. And he's like, I'm not going to support you when you're drunk, when you're drinking. I mean, everyone else is normal. Why can't you be? It's like he's even using language from after school specials. Like, well, everyone else has a normal mom. Why can't you be a normal mom? Are you always drunk?
Fuck you, Jax. Get out of here.
He is so obvious in what he's trying to do. Because he's tried to do it since the first episode. He's like, hey, everybody, remember me? I'm Jax. This is my alcoholic wife, Brittany. Always drinking day in, day out. Hey, Brittany, packing lunches. Do you need a drink for that? It's pretty stressful.
He's like, drink? He's like, I've been dealing with this for 9 years. It's just like, it's not fun. I thought it would change when Cruz was born, but I think she's having a battle between being fun Brittany and mom Brittany. I'm like, maybe she's just having a battle between Brittany, who had standards at one point in her life, and Brittany, who's married to Jax.
I would love to get in on that with you, but I don't think there was ever time that Brittany had standards.
That's fair.
There's no evidence of that.
I don't want to get married at Versailles.
There's no evidence of that. My dream as a little girl was to get married in that mall off the freeway.
So Jax is like, you should see the hell that she goes through the next morning. It's brutal. I'm at my wit's end because I keep telling her to stop and she won't change. So Jax, okay, the real victim
11.0.
of her. Yeah, exactly. So then Jason in the kitchen is to talk about how he hasn't talked to a woman that's not his wife for 4 years. And then Jan's like, well, someone's trying to have vanilla missionary sex later.
So then we go to Michelle and Jesse. So she's like, you are not going to believe this. You know when Michelle's done something wrong? Because it's the only time she smiles at Jesse. I don't think we've ever seen her smile at Jesse. But now she's like, Jesse, you're not going to believe this. But another Kristen story. So Jax is like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, just say it. And then he's like, can we make this faster, babe? Seriously, please.
So Jesse's like, Jax. And he's like, why are you doing that? I don't want to do the telephone game. So Jax comes up. And he's like, oh, man, I thought you were in bed. Look at you. Oh. He's like, I don't want to do the telephone game.
Oh, is this a game? Oh, I love the telephone game. I'd fuck Jasmine. So would Brittany.
I think telephones seem to be a big issue with this couple. So Michelle's like, so Kristen told him that I was doing more than texting, and I basically laughed the way I laugh at Rob's movies. They're so funny. Anyway, Kristen is a businesswoman and doesn't understand the concept of networking.
Okay. So you have to have a business degree to know what sexting is. Got it.
Yeah, there's like so many articles about it on LinkedIn.
She hasn't even been to college. She does not understand lingerie in texts. Yeah. So
Jesse's like, forget networking. What did she say? And so Jax is like, well, God, this sucks, man. It sucks that I might be destroying the relationship.
Oh, God, this hurts.
It's so hard. I really, the fact that I am in one fell swoop, destroying your marriage while also throwing Kristen under the bus for something that I said. Man,
the only thing that would be harder than this is if Brittany was an alcoholic while this was happening. Ouch! It just happened. Oh, God. Oh.
So she said that Michelle was texting this guy sexual pictures between each other, saying that, like, oh, you're hot, you're sexy. It wasn't about real estate. Oh, God, I hate having to say this.
And Jesse's like, she hasn't had a job besides selling shitty t-shirts. And I don't give a shit. And I literally, you know what? She doesn't understand new leads. Like, I literally send Michelle into rooms of old men. I'm like, go in there for those five guys and get their fucking number, loser. It's like, okay, so you're, what was that movie? Hustle and Flow? You're hustle and flowing your wife. Sounds great.
Jesse's like, can you guys see how affected I am by this? Yeah, I'm not affected at all. I don't give a shit who she talks to. I'm not a jealous person, so let's just move on. So Jax is like, man, I'd be losing my shit if I found out Brittany was texting other men. Now I think something's up. Like, where there's smoke, there's usually fire.
Or Jax with the smoke machine. You know, I just figured there's something. If Brittany was texting other people, I'd be so pissed right now. Although I would be impressed that she could move her fingers over the number because she's so fucking drunk right now. Brittany's wasted.
So in the kitchen, they're talking about doing a cook-off of some sort. And Jasmine's asking, like, Bubba, what happened to you guys today? And Danny's like, well, I'm just disappointed in Jesse. That Jesse can't reciprocate grown-up situation that is confrontational. And there's a train going 75 miles per hour from Buffalo and one going 50 miles from Albany. And trying to say this, one's a friendship train, one's a reciprocation train. Can you say this better, lawyer?
Yeah, you're a lawyer. Can you talk? I like that they keep giving the lawyer qualities just because he's a lawyer. Can you form a basic, simple sentence? You're a lawyer.
Why can't Danny just say, it sucks that Jesse can't be an adult? Or, like, he can give it, but he can't take it. Like, that's all he has to say. But he's trying to be, like, really nice about it. So Jason's like, yeah, he got his ego got to him and he couldn't admit to it. And he's like, yeah, and there he is now. And Jason's like, what's going on, man? What's going on, pussy? What's going on, pussy face? Thin skin, pussy face? And then he, like, hugs Danny and he's like, yeah, man, I'm sorry, man. Like, He's like, you know, at what point did the banter cross the line? It's like, I don't know, when it got physical, when he started talking, when he started pretending to be my friend. I don't know, maybe it started like maybe like 6 years ago or so. I don't know.
And Jesse's like, I understand. I understand that you got uncomfortable. And I thought that would be funny, and it wasn't funny. And for that, I apologize. Michelle, send him a boob. Send him a boob on his text, Michelle. All right.
Danny's saying, you know, when people apologize, he's quick to forgive. So it's all good, you know. But it's just a lot of sleep deprivation, taking care of kids. And
Danny's like, yeah, listen, there's a lot of things going on, man. I haven't talked about it. Sleep deprivation, kids. Like, you've talked about it. Yeah. You have. I'm not saying it's not important and that there are not things going on, but you've talked about it, okay? A lot.
Yeah. So now the women are cooking in the kitchen, and Michelle's like, so, Nia, you're one confusing girl. You were so adamant that you didn't want to live in Santa Clarita, and then I showed you one house, and I thought the point of this was going to say, and then it turns out you loved Santa Clarita. But instead, it was just Nia looking around the house being like, oh, great. Michelle's like, I'm confused because I did it so that way you could say, I can't live here. But you didn't say that. Why didn't you make a stand? What's wrong with you?
Like, yeah. Are you doing it to make yourself happy or him happy? What is going on with you?
First of all, you're driving all the way up to Santa Clarita just that way you could like have this passive aggressive moment with Jesse, and you want to facilitate that, Michelle. That's on you. I don't know why you're confused. You're the one who's setting up the situation.
So Nia's like, well, you know, I make it known to Daniel what I need and what I want, and then he listens to me. But then, with this, he's just saying, I've heard you, but it's not happening. And I feel like that's not even cool that he's not considering it.
Yeah. So Nia's like, yeah, Santa Clarita just feels so isolating, and I feel so
it should isolated. Be on the billboard. Like, welcome to Santa Clarita. So isolating.
Yeah. So then the guys go outside and Jason's like, so what's going on with you? And Jesse's like, well, you know what? I got physical with you, Danny, and you didn't want it in that moment. And Danny's like, yeah. He goes, and I was looking at you today at the beach thinking, you're thin skinned and, you know, you're okay.
Of course, he can't do it for 2 seconds. I just want to apologize that some of us are more manly than you. Okay, really sorry about the lack of testosterone, and I hope you can recover from that one day. So they start laughing. Jax is laughing, and he's like, don't say it like that. And Danny goes, hey, I don't know what you mean. I'm a freaking alpha, okay?
Yeah, and Jesse just laughs. He's like, you know, you're an amazing man. A pussy, but a man. And I mean, this guy is the most amazing guy and husband, and we should all applaud this guy because the way he treats women in relationships is the way that no man ever should unless he wanted to call himself a big, gaping vagina. Am I right, everyone? Am I right? Let's all dunk on Danny now.
And Jax is like, yeah, you're amazing. I mean, you still have sex with your wife. I haven't had sex with my wife in years. That's pretty good. It's hard to have sex with an alcoholic, though. Not my dad.
Hey, I just want to say, if I come after Danny, it's only in jest, because he's such a big fucking target. So easy. Look at this thin skinned pussy, right? Am I right, guys?
Such a little man, such a huge target. Am I right?
What he lacks in height, he lacks really in so many things, actually. There's nothing he compensates for.
And Danny's like, if I'm sensitive about this stuff, gosh, it's because I'm not. I'm not thick skinned. So he starts crying and he's like, come on man, I don't. And Jesse's like, come on, you're an amazing man, a better person, and a fantastic gaping Georgia O'Keeffe painting as well.
And Danny's like, it's just a lot of work, you know, I'm up every 2 hours changing diapers, putting kids on boobs. Wow, I do it all. I'm like, well, whose boobs are those? Because, you know, whoever.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You're complaining that you're placing the kids on the boobs? Can we not?
Can we talk about the person whose boobs is being suckled on?
Yeah. So, and then, you know, I don't know if Jesse always does that thing, or he's a Jax. And it's of course fitting that he's friends with Jax, because he does that thing where every episode he's like, look how changed I am. I did ayahuasca once. Now yeah. Look at me. And he's done it today where he comes down and apologizes. And then immediately he's like, yeah, women, she doesn't respect that, does she? All the work that you do. And Danny's like, well, she does, but I feel like, oh, they never respect it, do they? They never give their appreciation. Wow, Jesse, shocker. Shocker that your fucking marriage is on its way out.
I know, right? So today it's like, well, don't say that Jason's got a kid coming. And Jack's like, oh, well, my wife wants to have another kid. I just don't know if I'm ready for that, right? I mean, Barfy McBarferson, what am I to have a kid who just barfs all day too? I mean,
if the kid's not 21 yet, how is it going to even drink milk from Brittany? Right? Hope they don't card you. You're going to starve to death. You know what I mean?
So then Jesse starts like fake crying. It's like, I want to have another kid now. She doesn't want to have kids. It sucks. Wow.
She probably wants to have kids, but not with you. You are a child. Okay? Yeah.
She probably does not want to have sex with a psychopath. Yeah. So Danny's like, well, what? Why do you say that? Why do you feel that way? It's like, I'm trying so hard. I think we're done, me and Michelle. We're done. And look at me trying hard in this relationship by crying to the man.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. I just don't want my... This is his plea to everybody in all of the Valley bars that he's going to be hunting, trying to pick up 22-year-old Tail for the next 2 years because he's on TV, which we all know that's what's going to happen, right? We're all ready for this. So he's like, guys, I don't want my marriage to be over. Imagine me, 40-year-old man, single, with a kid, raising a daughter. It's a lot to take in. And then he like looks straight into the camera with teary eyes and like nods. Like, shut the fuck up. I hope nobody's buying this.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I'm Shimon Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So he's like, all I care about is my daughter. I mean, imagine not having her parents together. I'm like, oh, imagine not having these two soulless, empty vessels of humans together fighting with each other in front of this daughter. How terrible that would be.
Yeah. So then he's trying to explain, like, I'm moving this way and she's moving this way. And then we see all the clips of him trying and Michelle just being like, you're going to a retreat. Hopefully you can change your personality.
So then Janet comes out and Janet's like, hi. And Jesse goes, nope, out, which is so beyond rude that he would just like, he's not like, hey, can you just give a minute? We're having a moment. He just says out. Like, he talks to her like she's literally a dog that has walked into the kitchen at the wrong time.
Yeah. And now we've got two of them crying. It's him and Danny both crying. And she's like, excuse me. And she's like, well, I'm not going to spend the night cooking for everybody and then being told to shut up. So, and he's like, and Jesse's like, I apologize. And she's like, no, I'm done. I spent the night cooking and I'm exhausted. I am done. So Jason chases after her, of course. And he's like, Janet, talk to me, Janet, 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 please, Janet, don't close the door, Janet, Janet.
She's like, I am not cooking for 10 people. I'm exhausted. I'm starving. I'm pregnant. Brittany has passed out. No one else can cook except for Jasmine and I am exhausted.
Well, that's your friend. That's your fault for being friends with a bunch of idiots. You can't.
This is why you always invite your servant gay to come along, because he'll do anything for you.
Yeah, I'll bet you who could have made some burgers, Zach. Yeah. I bet Zach could have been making some burgers. Meanwhile, you're off in the world insinuating that Zach wants to murder your unborn baby. Did you hear about this, Steph? She went on.
No.
Serious. You're like, what? She went on Gibson John's podcast and hi over there. Good podcast. She went over on him. He did an interview and she was like, yeah, well, you know, I just wanted people there who supported me bringing my baby to term. She said something along those lines, like insinuating that Kristen and Zach want her baby to die or something. Wow. Oh, I'm going to read you this. I know Ben loves when I read some screenshots.
Let's hear what happened. Oh, you got it all queued up, ready to go.
Yep, I'm ready. So Kristen says, wow, I had a fucking pregnancy loss. I would never in a million years say something like that. Wait for me to post the text where I asked her about her pregnancy, including when she texted me the baby's first heartbeat. And oh yeah, I was at her gender reveal. This is revolting. Oh, here's the quote from the podcast from Janet. It says, I surrounded myself with people that wanted to see my pregnancy and see it go to full term. And see me become a mom and have a healthy child. And now I'm pretty certain that that is not what Kristen and Zach wanted.
Wow.
So
that's
then,
a wild accusation. I'm sorry.
Bizarre. And so then Janet writes back to Kristen and says, it absolutely is revolting that your BFF Zach said out loud that he was hoping I would miscarry and commit suicide this summer. All of our friends and castmates were aware of what he said and reached out expressing how disgusted they were by Zach's death wish upon my unborn child, except for you. Glad to hear now that you find his comments as revolting as everyone else. Why is it getting this? You're at the Valley. You're not supposed to get this dark.
That is wild. I mean, that's totally inappropriate for Zach to say if he said it. Like, that's really repulsive.
What happened? And did he say that? Do you think he said it? What's your goals?
Like, could I imagine Zach saying, I hope she miscarries and dies? Unfortunately, yes, I can't imagine him saying that.
I don't know well enough from this show. Like, I don't want to go to bat for Zach. And then it turns out that Zach said that and they have all these texts. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm not going to go there. Who knows? But from this, we see Janet overreacting like crazy through this whole episode and then turning him into like Glenn Close from Fatal Attraction. So I'm not really sure, but yikes, it got dark over in the Valley.
Yeah, as it usually does in the Valley.
No, it's always light. It's so much sun.
It's true. You're just blinded by all the sun.
You're blinded.
It goes dark eventually.
It goes dark when you faint from it being 120 degrees outside, okay? That's when it gets dark. But yeah, reserving my opinion is on what actually happened. It's staying over here for now. Just like, gross. Be less gross.
I just like to, all I can say is I'm just commenting on what Bravo gives us, because if I go too far into anything that's off of what Bravo gives us, then it's like, well, what about this person? They said this, but then if you look back, then they said this, and then if you go back even further, they said
okay,
this.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
This. And I'm
that's
like, I can't, fair. I have to draw a line. I can only take in so much input.
That's fair.
You know?
But I had to bring it up, because that's a lot, that's a big thing right now on the old internet, okay?
Wow.
So, and it's relevant to this episode, as we'll see later in it. So, Jason's like, oh, we're sorry, Janet. I'm sorry. She's like, I'm exhausted. He's like, well, we were just talking about serious stuff and people outside are crying. And she's like, well, I want to cry because I'm exhausted and I'm doing all this shit and I'm exhausted. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. She's like, you have a wife who's pregnant. And instead of thinking about their feelings, think about my feelings. And he's like, okay. And then they cry and hug. And he's like, I didn't prioritize my wife and her baby moon, and I object to me because I'm a lawyer. But also that objection is overruled because I'm also a lawyer. Thank you. I'm a lawyer.
So we go back to the kitchen, and Michelle has decided that she's not going to eat. And she's like, so we're not all sitting down together? And Danny's like, does it look like it? And she goes, Danny, I'm not your wife. You can't talk to me like that. Ha, ha, ha. I'm not your wife. Which they made it seem like it was actually a very tense moment in the previews, but it was actually kind of like a jokey moment. And then Jack's like, well, whoever cooked this, you girls did an amazing job. It's so good that you finally realized your role is in the kitchen. And like, you know, just ask my wife because she's wasted right now.
It's like, she's not wasted. She was just car sick. And Danny says, be kind, man. Rewind. I know we don't have Betamax anymore, but it rhymes.
You want to talk about a Betamax? That's Danny over here. Just take out the Max part.
Want to talk about drunk Max? Brittany. Wasted.
So Janet is. So then, meanwhile, Jesse starts like eating like food, like I guess it's a queso, like right over the bowl, and just like chomping. And Janet's like, "Oh, thanks for eating over the bowl of everyone else's cheese, you weirdo." He's like, "What? What are you talking about, woman?" He's like, "Nobody wants whatever came out of your mouth in the bowl." He's like, "Oh my god, I love how he acts like he's like doesn't understand the idea that like his germs might just all just tumble into that bowl, the communal bowl that everyone's eating out of."
But he can't eat it anyway because it's so hot. So he's like dancing around because it's hot. And Michelle's like, yeah, I was like, how are you eating something spicy? Because he can't eat spicy things. And Janet's like, oh, really? He's a little bitch then?
So then Nia's asking if Brittany feels okay. And Jack said, well, why don't you go ask her? I mean, I'm not walking to that. Let her write it out. That's how I do it. And Danny's like, that's how you guys work it out. He's like, you know what? How was she on the boat? Okay, just tell me. How much was she drinking on the boat? Tell me. And they're like, she was fine.
Like, you're like, no. I'm going to ask you one more time. You better tell me the truth. Like, the fuck are you, aggro? Get the fuck down.
Yeah. And they're like, zero. So Brittany comes out and she's like, Jax, everyone, okay, I can hear you, Jax. Everyone has my back and you're my fucking husband. You're trying to make me look like I'm a bad person. You think I want to be in here not feeling good? Okay, fuck you. Fuck you. I'm your wife and I'm trying to make you, you're trying to make me look bad in front of all those people. Fuck all, blah, blah, blah.
He's like, No, I'm not. How many of you do you see right now? How many of me are there standing in front of you right now?
Jax, you stop it. Everyone knows I was not drunk. I had two drinks today.
She goes, first she says, I didn't drink anything today, Jax. I was not drunk. I had two drinks. I was like, now, Brittany, I want to support you in this, and I do support you because Jax is being an asshole, but like you saying, I didn't drink today. I had two drinks. It's like,
That's drinking.
That's drinking.
That's the legal limit, actually. That's
two drinks.
But still, fuck that guy, you know?
Yeah.
Let the woman drink and throw up. You know, let her live her life. She's married to you. I don't think you're going to ever find someone who's not drinking themselves into a stupor and throwing up. Yeah. Okay, so get used to it. So she's like, fuck you, Jake. And she slams the door. And then we hear the horror. And now the girls go to comfort her. She's like, I can hear. I mean, do you think I want to be in here throwing up all night? Do you think I want that? No. And it tastes like worm because one of my drinks had a worm in it. Weird.
It's like, I'm not going to be in the bedroom every time we go out and you're sick. What do you want me to do? It's like, I'm in here in the toilet throwing up. And he's yelling at me while I'm throwing up. And Michelle's like, you guys need to have a conversation when you're not, you know, when you're feeling great, you know, like that's when you need to have your conversation. And so Brittany's like, well, he always puts me down. I mean, how many shots did he have today?
Yeah, she's just in there crying and the girls are crying. I mean, it's just like it was 8 years ago. Brittany's in a room crying in the dark with girls telling her it's going to be okay. And Jax is in the other room yelling at the guys how it's not his fault. It's like nothing has ever changed.
Yeah.
And he's like, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I mean, she's always in the bathroom. Always. I mean, always in the bathroom because you're hungover. And maybe try not drinking at all. Maybe not. I didn't drink nothing. He's like, it happens every time. And so everybody's just staring at them because it gets so dark with them, you know? And everyone's like, okay, just trying to eat some queso with spit all over it.
So now the girls are in the bedroom and Janet's like, wow, you know what? Something's got to change here. Michelle's like, it can be stress. When I stress out, I get sick. I mean, look at Jesse's hair. Have you ever seen a hair done every single day of your life? Talk about stress. You just want to get in there with a comb and fluff it up and he won't let me touch it. I am fully stressed about it every single day.
And Jasmine's like, let's call it for what it is. Okay. I'm sick. Sick of you. Okay, that's what's going on. And which, you know, got a point. Jasmine's a very good voice of reason on this show. I have to say, she's killing it. It's a voice of reason. She's like, why am I here?
Yeah.
Like, every time they show Jasmine, she's just like, check, please. So Jax is still going off, like, if you can't handle your alcohol and you stop drinking, what do you call it? You're a mom. You are a mother. Because Jax is, of course, wasted. And Jesse's like, you don't need to call her out in front of everyone, though, bro. He's like, yeah, it's not the first time. It's been going on for years. It's not a bug either. She just needs to drink and she needs to throw up. I'm sick of that.
So Brittany's like, I'm just going to get some rayas. And it's like, I think that Jax is sucking away my sparkle. I'm going to have much of this skin out.
Hey, anybody see my sparkle?
Anybody see my sparkle?
Missing my sparkle.
Listen, I'm just starting to realize all these things and this and that. Like, I've been putting up with all not for the past 9 years of my life.
So in the kitchen, Janet is like, Jax, can I say something to you? He's like, if you say I'm wrong, I swear to God. And she's like, I'm just saying, you both can be wrong, you both can be right, but I highly suggest therapy, okay? You're not communicating well. You need a third party to communicate with you. I cannot believe he wasn't like, we were just at a third party, that sex therapist or whatever.
Yeah. I think partying is not what they need the most. And Jack's like, I've gone through therapy a few times and it's like, it's never worked for me, mainly because I just don't listen. But our relationship is like shit right now, so I've got to do something. I got an idea. Why don't we drink some more? I'll go to the AMPM. I'll be right back.
Yeah, Jax has not gone through therapy. He's gone to it and left it. He's never gone through.
Bravo sanctioned therapy for like one episode per season. Oh, yeah. Like for the last 4 years of Vanderpump Rules.
So then Brittany's like, where is my sparkle? I believe in true love. But what if love isn't enough? What if it isn't enough? I'm just a girl. A girl who's had nothing but two drinks. Standing in a bookstore. Why am I standing in a bookstore? Girls with sparkle ain't in bookstores. Where's my sparkle?
I must be wasted right now.
So I gotta throw up. You're drunk. It's like, that's not in the Hugh Grant movie, dude.
So Jason and Janet are hanging out because people are going to bed and stuff. And Jason's like, so was she drinking? And she's like, no, we didn't even open up the cooler on that pontoon. This has been going on for like 2 years. He's been screaming at her about her drinking in front of people. It's like, guys, either fix something or it's going to end the marriage.
Yeah. And then it goes to Jax and he's just sitting there like, I still hear her throwing up.
He's very triggered.
And so Jocelyn's like, this is the baby moon from hell. So Jax is like, if she has a cocktail in the morning, I'm losing it. So now it's the morning, and now Jax and Brittany waking up in their normal cycle, where he's like, hey, how are you? What's up, honey?
Oh, I'm better than last night, but we gotta talk. And he goes, oh, I hate that. What do you want to talk about? Do you remember any of your conversation from last night? Do you remember how you were yelling at her on camera, shaming her for throwing up?
That's Jax. And he's like, first of all, let me get this out. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry. He's sorry that I, you know, yelled at you. I just thought you drank too much. That's all. That's all.
But you drank way more than I did, and you made it look like everyone else, like I had a drinking problem or something. And then you come into the room, and you're peeking in and yelling at me while I'm already miserable. It was so embarrassing. And if you were sitting there throwing up, I would be there to help you.
But I didn't throw up, okay? I can drink a lot. I can still hold myself.
Yeah, but you know I have a sensitive stomach, okay? Even before I met you, I had one.
Yes, well, let's just cut down on the drinking now. Let's just cut down on it.
Okay, I get that I'm not being kind to my body or even to, like, anything because I'm married to JAX, but one shot does not mean I have a drinking problem, and that's what he's making me feel like, and he's making me so stressed and unhappy that my body's turning against me.
Okay, so then she's like, you better learn to communicate with me better, JAX, okay? You better make me feel pretty. You're going to make me feel drunk. Make me feel pretty and drunk. I have a little romance in our lives.
What about that, Jack?
He's like, sorry. It won't happen again this morning. But this afternoon, I've got open range. So Brittany's like, okay, well, that just sounds like the worst apology ever. And then Michelle and Jesse are like in another room. And like, oh my God, listen to them bigger. As if Michelle and Jesse have not been a total disaster this entire season.
Yeah. So Jax is just like, okay, everything's great. So he just kisses her and leaves. She's like, I'm just too forgiving. So in the kitchen, they come into the kitchen. Brittany's like, morning, I'm live, everybody. It's great. So of course, Jesse, who's from Dudley, He's been to Capri. I don't know if you've heard, but he's like, guys, do we have any creme fraiche? Because I can scramble some eggs if there's creme fraiche. Without it, it's garbage. It's utter poor people garbage.
Guys. Yeah. I love this guy who can only scramble with creme fraiche. And Brittany's like, hi, everyone. I'm sorry I wasn't feeling good yesterday, but Jax apologized. I know he didn't mean nothing by, you know, he's a good guy after all. He's like, yeah, everyone, everything's fine. Everything's okay. Jesse's like, oh, yeah, they're pros. That apology, everything's great. I've done that. There's nothing settled. Wounds are just being opened up. It's only been a matter of time before Jax is fake crying about wanting to have a baby. So I think it's a long road ahead.
So then Michelle's hugging Janet, and then we find out she's hugging her, and Janet's like, I am exhausted. Which, guys, Janet's exhausted, okay? She's, like, literally exhausted. And Michelle's like, I wish you hadn't seen that before you went to bed. And then we find out Zach posted a story, and Jason's like, yeah, that was a real dick move. And Brittany's like, oh, don't overthink it. Even if he popped up, he ain't going to show up here, okay? And she's like, and I'm like, what are they talking about? I rewound it three times, like, pop up? What if he does a pop up? I couldn't understand what they were saying, and all I had to do was keep it playing.
Yeah, so basically, Zach posted a story. It was like a black screen, and he put up a geotag that said Big Bear, just to make it seem like he had checked into Big Bear, and that like freaked out Janet, and she's like, oh my God, like hairs went up on the back of my neck. What I'm trying to say is I have a hairy neck. And I'm like, is he here? Is Kristen with him? Are they gonna shave my neck? I'm like, is he here to wreak havoc on my baby moon? I'm like, wreaking havoc on your baby moon? Have you seen your baby moon already? You already have Jax and Jesse on this trip. The havoc has been wreaked.
It's been wrecked. Okay. The wreak has been wrecked.
Zach is not gonna make it any worse.
Yeah, so then they turn this into, like, this scary, scary turtle shell head is coming to get, Koopa Troopa head is coming to get Janet. She's like, I am terrified. How could they do this to me when they're pregnant? They know it's terrifying to me. I'm just so scared. That's so stupid and so gross. Yeah. Give me a fucking break with this.
Yeah. They're, like, acting like he is a full-on stalker, and, Jasmine's like, yeah, like, it's not that deep, you know, like, because Janet's like, what do you think his intention was? She's, like, trolling. So then we go to Kristen's apartment and where
Janet's like, it doesn't feel like a friendly, oh, hey, I'm going to Big Bear. It feels like I'm in Big Bear. And I would say, oh, this is all fun and games because they're putting graphics up of, like, you know, horror music and, like, stabbing or whatever, but then to read Janet's they're trying to kill my baby post. That is really what she's going for. Crazy. Okay, so she's like, it fucked with my mind. I couldn't sleep all night. I was terrified, terrified of Zach. Literally the only person to ever say that. Right. Really. I mean, unless Zach was like the host at a restaurant, then I think we would have heard that more from people like, oh my God, it's him again. God, Zach's coming over here. Hi, are you enjoying everything tonight?
I was going to say the barbershop. They're like, oh God. I'm about to run another pair of scissors trying to penetrate this thing.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
I'm Elena, an autopsy technician.
And I'm Ash, a hairstylist.
And we just love swapping stories about all of the morbid things that fascinate us.
And if you do too, join us on our podcast, Morbid. It's a safe space to let your weirdo flag fly.
On Morbid, we cover dark historical events, sinister science, unnerving paranormal events, and sordid high society murders.
We also dive deep into the most notorious crimes in history.
Our podcast is grounded in rigorous and painstaking research. We're also not afraid to read a bitch.
Yeah. We keep it weird because a dash of snark is necessary to get through grotesque true tales of demented minds.
So follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So we go to Kristen's apartment and she's like set up little like sad pedicure, like foot baths and everything. And Zach shows up and she's
noticed that nobody does the pedicure. She sets up pedicure stuff, but they don't get a petty person. They just put their feet in like,
I was wondering how that was going to work. I was like, are they just going to cut their own nails afterwards? Like, welcome to your spa day. That's actually not at a spa.
Jill actually peed in that, but
I know. This is actually Jill barfed in this after eating a rose petal. Yeah, why don't they actually just go to a spa? That was the funny part. That's like the difference between this and like a Real Housewives show. Because like on the Real Housewives, they go to a spa. But on this show, they just have to like go to Target and get some foot baths.
Yeah.
Line them up and then just sit on her like mangy couch.
Yeah, so Zach's like, okay, well, guess what we're doing? This is spa day, but it's actually, it's like shit talking day, okay? Because like it's supposed to be a spa day where we're putting our feet in, getting a pedicure, but we're not really doing that. Do you know what we're going to do instead? We're going to talk gossip about people who aren't here. We're going to talk about she who can't be named, okay? That's what we're going to do, because it's not petty day. It's a petty day. Actually, that would have been better.
It's a petty cure day. So that was the pun was just sitting there for him. So Zach is like, so have you been since like James May? And he's like, seriously, like, good. Like, thanks for helping with that. He's like, yeah. Also, Janet decided to sell jocks, like, to, like, come tell us, like, we weren't invited instead of, like, you know, calling us. Like, we have been, like, so good, like, working on our friendship. And, like, I thought, like, we were in, like, a great place. And then, like, for her to come up with all these excuses, like, did you happen to even see my Instagram story? And then we see, like, the story again. And Kristen's like, sure did. Seriously, like, great use of a geotag. He's like, yeah. I may have been shady because I put up a geotag on a black screen. It was like so shady.
Oh, it's shady right now. Isn't that nuts? Like, you better watch out. I'm shady. So Kristen's like, the level of petty is like the perfect level of petty for me. They still didn't come up with petty cure. I'm like, come on, guys. It's
right there. It's right there.
So close, literally petty guys. So then Jesse, back at the house, they're eating breakfast. And they're talking about, and Jesse, Janet goes, so how's everybody's breakfast? And Jesse's like, well, we're almost done with it. And Zach's head hasn't popped up above one of those bushes yet. So I guess it's a good day.
Would you really be able to tell, though, if his head popped up above a bush, that it wasn't just more of the bush? Just wondering. Just like, so Janet is like, she's like, you know, I'm worried that if you come that, you know, that this will be a bridge to Kristen and she'll come and that will stress me out. And to hear that, that would stress me out. And then to do it and then to post pretending that he's doing it, that's just like mean. It is so mean. Okay, Janet, you need to settle down. A story that just has a geotag on it is really not that mean. It's just shady and sad.
Why don't you just bring a gun to hold my baby's head? Just bring a gun to hold my baby's head. Like, okay, Janet. So, then they're like, oh my God, if Kristen was here. And Janet's like, I would definitely call 911 if Kristen was here.
I would call the manager of Kristen and file a complaint.
So then back to Zach and Kristen. Zach is like, I mean, my thing is like, you know what? Like, if my thing is if I'm joining you and you want to take that seriously or whatever, but like, you know what? A true friend would know that like, I'm just kidding. And they'd be like, seriously, that guy's a motherfucker and I'm going to kick him in the balls the next time I see him. Yeah, but she's not your real friend. Yeah. So you should know her well. I mean, they know her. So he should know her well enough to know that she's going to take this and make him look like, you know, a terrorist.
Yeah.
Basically.
And he's like, I've always said I'm petty with a purpose. And my purpose is to cure myself of the situation. I am giving myself a petty cure. Okay. It's like, you're so close, Zach. You're so, so close to the pun. Do it, Zach.
And Kristen's like, we could have been pettier. We could have gone to a pine tree.
Could have added a pine tree emoji to that, really, to drive it home. So Jesse's like, so everyone, big news. Michelle gave me a hug from behind. Yeah, that hasn't happened in 7 years. She's not a behind hugger, you know? So if you hear the headboard knocking, don't come a knocking.
Guys, she was basically cosplaying as a boss in Below Deck. It's nuts. Coming up and hugging me from behind.
And Janet's like, yeah, well, it'll only be knocking for 22 seconds. Did you guys hear that noise? I think it was Zach. Oh, never mind. It was just
Damis jumping under the table.
It's like, a branch. It's a branch.
I thought it was Zach. So then they're like, so what are we doing today? And Brittany's like, I'm going to go hiking today with people. Go hiking. It's going to be so fun. Where you get out, you take your car and you... I don't know, someone else take over.
I don't really know what hiking actually means. I just know that Jack's always telling me to go on one.
I'm going to go.
So Michelle is like, well, I organized paddle yoga with Janet, and that's where you watch yogas. You watch paddles doing yoga. And Brittany's like, oh, you're all going to be so cute with your belly button doing it now, you know, because you're pregnant and stuff. Oh, you can't feel that. I won't feel that kicking. So
Janet just gives a look like,
yeah. Jasmine's like, she's like, yeah, well, we planned this baby shower today, so we have to hurry and get her out before Zach shows up. Just kidding. So,
inside, Brittany's like, y'all think she believed it? Michelle goes, no, nobody thinks you're going to hike.
Brittany. She's like, but I put on my hiking boots. She's like, you put it on your head. You're balancing two boots on your head, and they just fell off. Oh, it's not how you hike.
Hey, is there a bar here called hiking? Okay, so later, Jason is like, guys, Janet is terrified and can't leave the home. So she's in the bed in the fetal position.
She has created her own panic room out of several pillows. So if Dwight Yoakam comes by or Zach, just like, please, just give her a heads up. So Jason's like, so they're like, okay, we're going to set this up. And so now the guys leave because they're going to go fish. So they get in the back door and Jax is like, I love the back door. Huh? So Danny's like, oh, just the first knuckle though. You wrote these notes, Ron, didn't you?
This, that really happened.
That really happened?
Yeah, because that's their joke when they're talking about getting hit up the back. Danny's like, this is the first
I was like, I just fell into one of Ronnie's jokes.
No, that's they said it. So then Jasmine braids Brittany's hair and they're talking about the restaurant Jax's, and Brittany's like, hey, it's just so stressful. It's our future. And you know, it's like, it's just hard because every time I go in there, it's just worse. I mean, there's tables in the middle of the restaurant. We're owners now. We got our reputations invested. You know, our reputations are huge. It's worth so much money.
Listen, if you invest zero, you're going to get zero back, no matter how many times you multiply it. And right now, your reputation's at zero. So congratulations. Zero.
Yeah, for sure.
So Jasmine's like, well, Danny is so nice. And Jesse comes off as being better, you know, or being bitter. And Brittany's like, yeah, those two don't mesh very well. You know what I'm saying? But they just have to apologize. They'll be all good. So Jesse is in the car or wherever. Jesse's like, he's like, you know, I prefer women who are like a Renaissance painting. You know, I don't like skinny girls with abs.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the next big girl that Jesse dates. Shut the fuck up, Jesse. Nobody believes you. Just be quiet. Can you just have a non-sexist moment, please?
Yeah. And Danny's like, oh, so you think your wife is thick? He's like, no, she was way smaller when I met her. So then when I met her. So Danny's like, well, I'm always messing with a girl who's 5'3 or 4'4", you know? Like, is that my Napoleon complex? Maybe.
Jason's like, I don't think that's what Napoleon complex means. Like, yeah, it is. It's when you're short and you want to make love to other short people.
Especially like, if it's your mom. Want to fuck your mom because she's short too. It's like two short people fucking in the same family, you know? That's what Napoleon is, right?
What complex is that? So,
Oedipal.
Oedipal, the Oedipal complex.
Jax is like, oh, I got a real Oedipal complex too. Man, like, I just love getting stoned. It's like Oedipal, not edible.
Who wants to eat their mom? So weird.
What way did you mean that, Jax?
First knuckle only, Mariah. So Jason's like, yeah, I think it means like when you're short and then you overcompensate by being an asshole about it. Nah. Means you want to fuck your mom while you're eating a pizza that doesn't have real cheese, just circular blobs of it.
So Jason's like, no, it just means you're short and you're being an asshole, you know? It's like, I don't think so. Jesse's like, what if it means part of your hair is shorter than other parts of your hair and you got a complex about that? Is that what a Napoleon complex is?
So then Jason reads the definition to us in the diary room, and then it cuts to Danny also reading the definition, which both definitions prove that Danny is incorrect. But Danny reads it and he's like, and it means a short person overcompensates by being a dick to people. And he just like nods and winks at the camera like, told you.
He's got a real alpha complex. It's kind of hilarious how this is emerging late in the season. I told you there's something, there's darkness in those eyes. So Jesse, he's like, well, I feel like you're completely full of shit. Your wife wears the pants and that's not someone making you feel confident, pussy. And Jack's like, whoa. If he's happy, though, I mean, my wife wears the pants. And everyone's like, no, she doesn't.
Jesse's like, yeah, you're difficult. If she says the sky is red, you're like, you're an idiot. Jack's like, I wouldn't call her an idiot, just an alcoholic.
An idiot alcoholic, the worst kind.
Just an idiot bad mother alcoholic.
Just is like, I'm not talking about what you say. It's how you react. You're always fighting. And I think you've been fighting to prove yourself for a long time. And you don't need to prove yourself to your wife. She's a woman, man. Why would you even try to prove yourself to that?
And Jax is like, yeah. You know, it's because we got so many businesses. You know, this one, that one. AM, PM, day, night. It's a lot going on, man.
Man, have you ever tried to drive down Laurel Canyon Boulevard? There's so many businesses on that, man. It's like they're ours almost, but they're not. But like they feel like ours. That's like so much going on in our life, man.
And then he's like, yeah, but you know, I'm aggressive, but I know who I am. So that's okay. Because I'm aggressive, but I know it. It's like, no, that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is not knowing that you're aggressive. It's not being that way, you fuckwit. So, Jax is like, yeah, you know, like, I think, sorry, you know, am I causing this? Am I causing her to drink? God.
I mean, if that's the case, we got a whole other issue to deal with. And Danny's like, well, you should get a third party under two. And Jesse's like, he's like, well, I think you're all asking the wrong person because I'm literally in the middle.
And all of them are like, no, no one's asking you. You know, they're all like, no one's going to ask you, buddy, okay?
Yeah, and Jack's like, I love you to death, but Jesus, your marriage is on the fence too. And they're like, Jason goes, you just said two, like yours is also on the fence. And Jack's like, no, I shouldn't have said that. I don't even know what a fence is. Like, what's a fence? Like, I'm always like, when I watch Home Improvement, I'm like, look at Wilson. He's poking his head over that strange wooden thing. I wish it had a name. I don't even know what a fence is.
I am the fence.
Don't you guys hear? Your marriage is on top of me.
So Jesse's like, yeah, I feel bad because he's where I was a year ago, you know? Hope you're looking forward to another year of meatloaf jokes. Meathead jokes.
Or meatloaf jokes. Meatloaf jokes. And meathead jokes. All the jokes that have to start with meat.
Danny's like, bro, this isn't a quality of life, Jax. You gotta change things, brother. And that's how we end the valley. Wow. I really never thought this was gonna end up being this plot with Janet is the valley. I wonder how many episodes did they have.
I don't know, but it's definitely like getting to that part where I like when that just before the preview for next week starts, I brace for them to say next week on the season finale. And then every time they don't say it, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Cause I just need several more episodes of this. It's so good. I am still shocked that there's no reunion for it.
Me too.
Like there's so much that needs to be hashed out. I mean, I'm sure they'll do a chaotic like clubhouse reunion, you know, but like this show deserves a big proper reunion with questions and, you know, consequences.
Bad answers,
excuses.
People run around not telling the truth about things.
Yeah, it's so good.
Well,
I can't believe it.
I'll tell you what life is. It's beautiful. I'll tell you what life is not. It ain't fair.
Okay?
We're not getting a reunion, okay? But, hey, Ben, could you hand me that milk?
Hi. Okay, here's some milk. Okay, here's some milk.
Look on the back of this milk. Missing sparkle. I'm a sparkle giant.
Hey, does this Blockbuster carry a copy of the feature film Sparkle? Of course it doesn't, because it's missing.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.